Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Nun Vav. We're learning for a number of people today. I got two yard sites now that are old. Linda Mitgang, Leah Devorah Bat Yosef Halevi, and the Bernice Shraga, Bracha Bat Yeshayo. And yard sites that are today, we're learning Lili Nishmas, Miriam Aframowitz, Miriam Bat Sachna, Fred Lewison, that's Jeff Lewison's father, Asher Ben Levi, and we're also learning Lili Nishmas, a regular listener of the Shia, Gerald Porath, his mother's yard site is today, Hannah Porath, Hannah Bas Yitzchak Yaakov, and Sarah Tzipa, and we're also learning Lili Nishmas, Grace Schwartzberg, Gittel Breina, Bas Naftali Yaakov. All the shots we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. So we begin the very top of Nun Vov Omud Aleph with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hano der min habayis. If a person makes a neder, I will not get any hanoah from the house. So what does that mean, the house? So he says, Mutter ba'aliyah. He says this specific house, and he's usher to get hanoah from the house itself, the ground floor, but they used to have a second floor called the aliyah, upper floor, a second floor, an attic type of a floor, and he is permitted to get hanoah from that, Divri Rav Meir. That's the opinion of Rav Meir, as the Ron explains in the top Ron. The Rabbi Meir, aliyah leso bichlal bayis. When you say, I ask myself to get hanoah from this particular house, so that doesn't include the aliyah. The house just means the ground floor, not the top floor, not the second floor. And obviously, the Rabbanon disagree. As we'll see in a second, the Ran tells us, the Rabbanon poligale, they hold the Svirulhu, the Aliyah, Bechlal Bayis. They hold that the Aliyah is included in the house. And that's what the Mishnah now tells us, the Chamamim Aliyah, Bechlal Bayis, that we don't separate out the top floor from the bottom floor. We say, that was the house. He said, I asked myself from this house over here. So that includes not only the bottom floor, the main floor, but also the top floor, which was a somewhat secondary type of a floor. However, the Mishnah continues and says, I know the min aliyah. If somebody says, I asked myself from the aliyah, so then he's specifying only the aliyah, even the Chachamim Amoda, that he's mutter babayis. As the Ran continues in that same Ran, he says, modu da'anoda min aliyah mutter babayis. The Chachamim are moda to Rabbi Meir, that if he says, I asked myself from the aliyah, then he is permitted in the house, albeit he is not permitted in the aliyah. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, Montana, who is the author of the following brisa that we're about to say? Now we quote a pasuk from Vayikra Yadalit, which tells us in regard to Tzaras, Ki Savo Eretz Kinan, when we come into Eretz Kinan, Asharanino Silachem, Akosh Moshe is going to give to us Lachuza as our portion, Vinosati Nega. Tzaras, Beveis, Eretz, Achuzas, Chab. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a tremendous favor by making their houses have tzaras, so they would have to be knocked down, and we would find all the treasures that they, the seven Amim had hidden inside their houses in fear of Klal Yisrael coming in. So the Pasuk says that I will put this tzaras, Beveis, Eretz, Achuzas, Chab. And that's the Pasuk that the Brisa quotes. Who is the author of this Brisa? It says the word Beveis, Eretz, Achuzas, Chab, is Lirabos es Hayotzia. That's the Girsa that we have, to come to include as well in the din of Tzaras. It's not only a din on the ground floor, but it's also on the Aliyah. So who is the author that requires a pasuk to say that we also include the Aliyah? It's not included automatically when you're saying the house. So the Gemara first wants to suggest, Amar Rav Chisda, this is the opinion of Rav Meirhi. This is the Shita of Rav Meir. Now, let's look in the Ran. The Ran says, in Dibra Masa L'Rabos Es HaYetziyah, he says, Kachi HaGirsa B'Nuschos. That's the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, and that's the first Girsa that the Ran has as well. And he brings down, however, V'Omu B'Tosos, the Logar Sinan Le. He says, Tosos says that that's not the correct Girsa. He brings down from Torah's Kohanim that it says, Ifcha Bekiros HaBayis V'Lo Bekiros HaYetziyah, that it specifically tells us that the din doesn't apply to the Yetziyah. Now, having yet translated the Yetziyah, if you look at the Rashbam on Bava Basra, where this Brisa is found, so he writes over there, Dahainu Binyan Nomuch Bitzidei HaBayis. This is some sort of an additional structure that is next to the house, or it could be to the back of the house, the Eino Shovel Legag HaBayis, and it doesn't have the roof of this structure, is not parallel to the roof of the house. So the Torah's Kohanim tells us that Beveis, Eretz, Achuzas Chem, does specifically not come to include the Yetziyah, so that isn't the right Girsa, and therefore it brings down, the Ram brings down the second Girsa, Fikoch Kosov Harav Ramosha Ben Shneir Zal, he says the Girsa should be, shouldn't have the word Yetziyah, but it should be Elot Sovua, What does that mean? Tzavua, colored, dyed. Kolomar, bayis tzavua b'minei tzavonim. Our braisa here that we're bringing on Gemara is saying that the word b'veis eretz achuz eskem is coming to be marba, a colored building. The itzdrich l'ribui, and you need to include a colored building as opposed to a plain building, because I might have said the sol k'day techaminuch neilef minigei begodim. I might have thought that the same din tzaras of a house is the same din like tzaras of clothing. Shat tzivonim ena mitamim bibigodim. In regards to clothing, only plain garments, but not colored garments, can have a neg of tzaras. As the pasuk says, tzerum pishtim, ema pishtim shalom nishtanu. It's talking about pishtim that hasn't been changed. So too, avtsemet shalom nishtanu. So too, it's talking about white wool and not wool that's been dyed or colored. And therefore, I might have said that a colored building is not included in this din, kamash v'lan, ribuya. That's why we need the pasuk to tell us, to teach us that this is l'rabos es hatzavua and l'rabos es waliyah. In any event, however you learn the word yitzia or tzavua, the bottom line is that this Brisa says that you need a pasuk, beveis, eretz achuz eschem. You need the word beveis to come to be marbe, the aliyah. Now, if the aliyah is automatically included in the house, so then why would I need a pasuk to be married with the aliyah? So Amar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda tells us, Rav Meir, that this therefore must be, this braisa is in accord with the opinion of Rav Meir, because in our Mishnah, Rav Meir distinguishes between the bayis and the aliyah, and that would be the base position, that the house does not include the aliyah, and that's why you need a pasuk to tell me to be marbe, the bayis in regards to negat saras, to be l'rabos es aliyah, because the rabbanim, if in fact this braisa was in accord with the Rabbanan's position that the aliyah is included in the house, then why would I need the extra words? Ami Rabbanan, aliyah b'chal habayis. The Rabbanan already just taught us in our Mishnah that the aliyah is included in the house, and therefore, lama likra beveis l'ribuya. Then why would I need the extra word over here in the pasuk, beveis eretz achuz eschem, to come to be marbe the aliyah? So that's what Rav Chisda wants to suggest, but Abai says, no, not necessarily so. Abai Amar, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. No, the author of this braisa could even be the Rabbanan. Aye, why do you need a separate pasuk to be married with the aliyah if the aliyah is automatically included in the house? So Boyakwa, no, you need a separate pasuk. Why? Because the Solka Dai Techaminach, I might have said on my own, Beveis Eretz Achuz Eskem would come to teach me Kisiv. That's what the pasuk says. De Mechaber Bi'ara Shmei Bayis. Only something that's in Eretz Achuz Eskem, something that is mechubar lekarka, as the Ran says, klomar bayis hamechubar laoretz. Only that type of a house, which is only the ground floor, and the ground floor is mechubar lekarka. Aliyah halo mechubar lekarka ba'ara. So the second floor is not considered attached to the ground, and therefore I would have said no. Only those parts of the house that are attached to the ground, even though normally the aliyah, like the Chacham say, is included in the house, but here we have a special pasuk telling us only that part that's attached to the ground, only the ground floor is included in this din, and that's why even the Chacham would say, according to Abaye, not like Rav Chisda, that you need a pasuk to come to include the aliyah, and therefore this braisa could even be according to the shita of the Chacham in our Mishnah, who say that the bayis normally includes the aliyah, but by this din of tzaras, since you might have said it's mechubal karki, you might have said it doesn't get included, and therefore kamash b'lan, we need beveis eretz achuz eschem to tell us no, that it includes even the aliyah. Okay. Gemara now asks, Keman Ozla, in accordance with which opinion, Had Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Mishmei Dula, goes the following statement that Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Ula. And what did he say? He said, Bayis beveisi ani mochaloch. If a person says to his friend, Reuven sells to Shimon his house, and he says, I'm selling you a bayis beveisi, I'm selling you a house within my house. What does that mean? So when Reuven goes to sell Shimon that, so Shimon is expecting to get the ground floor, but Reuven can say, no, I sold you the top floor. I sold you the aliyah, which is less valuable than the ground floor. Mareyu aliyah. As the Ran says, in Rotsa, if Reuven wishes to, mocher omer lo, Reuven can tell Shimon, lokeach, to the lokeach, Shimon, aliyah mocharti loch, I sold you the top floor. Afogav de griya, even though it's less valuable, the yad lokeach ala tachtona, because the purchaser has to prove that it was supposed to be sold only the bottom floor. And if the purchaser can't prove that, hamotzi b'chaber olav haraya, so then yad halokeach ala tachtona, the one who's purchasing something, his hand's going to be on the bottom, because the one who sold it, he's the possessive one, he's the one that owns it right now, and therefore when he sells it, it's his to sell, and unless the other person, the lokeach, is motzi olav raya, so then we go with the default position that the mocher sold him only the aliyah and not the bottom floor. Now, Taima, the reasoning over here is the Amale bias shebevesi ani mohalach. The only reason why Reuven can say to Shimon, I sold you the aliyah, is because he said bias bevesi. However, if he had said avo bias stam, if he had just said, I'm selling you a house, a bias, so then he can't sell him eino mareyu aliyah. He cannot sell him the second floor. He said bias, bias stam. That means he must sell him the ground floor. And in this situation, Shimon can make a legitimate taina in Beis Din, I bought the ground floor. And we can't say, well, no, I meant the top floor, the ground floor. He only meant the ground floor. Oh, lema rabbehi. This seems in accord with Rabbi's opinion that the aliyah is not included in the word bias. So if Reuven sells Shimon this bias, it must only mean the ground floor. It can't sell him the top floor unless he says bias bevesi. So this seems to be in accord with Rabbi Meir, who says, no, again here, afilutem rabbanon. This could even be the opinion of the Chachamim as well, because when he said, my aliyah, when we had the word aliyah, we understood it in the first way. We just said that it meant the second floor, the attic. But afilu tamer abanan, if you understand ula differently and you say, my aliyah, when he said the word aliyah, he didn't mean the attic. He meant me'ula shibabatim, the best part of the house. So now we go back and look at the Braisa. So the Braisa tells us, the person says, bayis bevesi animo chaloch, so mareyu aliyah, so it means he has to show him the best part of the house, because the word aliyah here means the best part. So that's why he can't sell him, in this situation, the aliyah. He has to sell him only the best part. But if he doesn't say that, if he says bayistam, so then, eno marei aliyah, he doesn't have to show him the best part. He could show him even the aliyah, the second floor. And therefore, this is in accord with the Chachamim and is not a raya in any way to the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. But you have to reinterpret the word aliyah over here, not to mean attic, but it means me'ula. And that's what the Ran tells us. You have to show him the best property the moch has. The kivin the amalei bayis bevesi tsaruch livor lo hameula, the best part. The dafka, but that's only the amar bayis bevesi. That's only there that he says, I'll give you the house in my house. That means the best one. Omar Bayistam, so then lo, it doesn't mean that he's going to sell him the best one, Elamareyu Garua. He'd even show him the second floor. But it's included in house, exactly like the Chachamim say. Okay, go right to the next Mishnah. Hanodim in Amita. If a person says, I ask myself from using a bed, he asks himself from sleeping on a bed. So Mutur Bidargish, he's allowed to go and sleep on something called the Dargish. More or less, what exactly is this Dargish? So we'll wait to explain it then, but it's a certain type of a bed or a place where you sit that has certain qualities to it. And clearly, the Tanakhama holds, Divri Rav Meir, this again is Rav Meir's opinion, that as the Mefari says, the ain dargish b'chlal mita, that when you're asking yourself from a mita, that doesn't include dargish. Dargish is not considered a bed. It may look like a bed, it may function in some ways like a bed, but it's not included in the vernacular usage of mita. That's the opinion of Rav Meir, and again, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim, no, dargish b'chlal mita. A dargish is included in mita, and therefore if a person asks himself from a mita, so then he's also asking himself from a dargish. But everybody agrees, the Chachamim molded to Rabbi Meir, that Hanodim in a dargish, if you just make the nether about the dargish, I will not use this dargish, so then Mutter b'mita, everybody agrees, in that situation, he is permitted to go and sleep in a regular bed, use a regular bed. Gemara starts off and answers the obvious question, my dargish, what exactly is this dargish? So we'll have two different definitions for it. So Omar Ula says, arsa de gada. If you look in the Randi Ramasal, arsa de gada, so he says, noagim hayu lahatsia mita lamazal habayis. They would designate one bed for the mazal of the house. And he says the word gada means mazal. And he says, you have, in the Gemara in Shabbos, you have a similar idea where it says, guard Gadi usnuk lo. Does the constellation of Gadi, the god, the certain constellation of the Gidi, the goat, show me good fortune? Have God is a play on the word God, good fortune, and not be tired, usnuk lo. So you see this lotion of Gadi is a lotion of mazel. God is mazel. And the Rosh and Tosu say a very similar idea. The Rosh says, "Nibamasul arsa the gada mito hasuya lamazla bais." It's for good luck in the house, and the idea here is that they would designate one separate bed that nobody would sleep on, and that was for the good luck of the house. So that is not included in the beds that a person sleeps upon, according to Rav Meir. However, Ula's definition of Arsa de Gada is questioned. And the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbanu Ula, the Rabbanu said, the Chacham said to Ula, Hadit Nan, but wait a second, we have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that tells us, Kishem Shemavrin Oso, when they give the Sudas Havroah, Nebuch, when a person goes and buries one of their seven relatives, so when they come back home, so the first Suda that they eat is called the Sudas Havroah, and the custom is that it's not brought, so to say, by the person Nebuch who's sitting in the shiva, but his friends, the community, go and bring this suda for him to eat. Now, who are we talking about? Oso, kishehe mavrin oso. So if you look in the Ran, so the Ran says, l'koin gadol, but then it says in the bracket, sarich lomar lemelech. It should be when they're going and giving the sudas havroah for the king, not the koin gadol, and all the other mefarshim on the daf also have the same gear, so that it first says the koin gadol, and then it says, no, it should really be the king. So if the king had Nebuch lost one of his seven relatives, and this is a Mishnah in Perek Kohen Gadol in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it tells us over there, Kishahain Mavrin Oso, when they go and give the Sudas Havroah to this king, Kola on Mesubin al Oritz, everybody else is on the floor around the king, but he, the king, Behu, Mesiv al Hadargish, he sits on this Dargish. Now, if Ula is correct that this darga is never dargish, is never sat upon, so kula shata oye long lo yosef Allah. And now how yoma, the day that he's Nebuch in Havelus, yosef Allah? Does it make any sense that oye long he doesn't sit on such a dargish? And now when he's bedavka in Havelus, when everybody sits low on the floor, he sits on the dargish? Does that make any sense? So therefore Ula's interpretation of Arsa de Gada must be incorrect. That Ula says nobody ever sits on it, and what are you telling me? That the only time that he sits on it is when he's in Avelis? That doesn't make any sense, so Ula must be wrong. That's not what Dargish means. It doesn't mean this Arso de Gada. However, not necessarily so. The Gemara says, no, maybe Ula's right. Maskla Ravina. Ravina questions the Chachamim who questioned Ula. And he says, no, me de Dahavi Abbas of Yain. No, this is maybe similar. Yes, we don't sit on it all year, but you bedavka sit on it only in Avelis. And this is analogous to Basar and Yain. The Kula Shata all year long, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Loachel. If a person wants to have Basar and Yain, he can. If he doesn't wish to have Basar and Yain, he doesn't have to. And yet, over here, when he comes home for the Sudas Havroah, how yoma anan yavinale, we bedavka go and give him the wine and the meat, because we have the famous pasuk, yayin yisamach levav enosh, that wine was made, was created to give it to mourners. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, that a person, Nebuch, who's in mourning, he needs a drink. He is very, very depressed. He just lost his loved one, and therefore, that's why wine was created. So here, bedavka, yes, wine wasn't created for the rest of the year. Maybe you're allowed to have it. Maybe you're not allowed to have it. It depends on the situation. There's no requirement to have it. But here, there's a bedavka requirement to have this good food, this good wine, in order to lighten up the spirit of this person who's obviously very depressed about the loss of his loved one. So therefore, you're right. Normally, we don't sit on this. But now, bedavka, we do. So therefore, this still could be the arsa de gada. Ula's not wrong. We're tries to question Ula again. El Hakasha, this is the reason why Ula is wrong. We're ultimately going to shlug up Ula, but not from this one either, and not from the previous one. It will be the one after this that will shlug up Ula. So El Hakasha, this is the Kasha Ula, the Tanya. We have the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Dargush Nebuch, when a person is in Avelus, they used to turn over their beds. Our beds are different. We don't turn over our beds today. If we were to turn over our beds today, they would be lying flat on the floor and they get all dirty and wet. So therefore, we don't overturn our beds. They used to have something called Fivasamita. They would overturn their beds. So the Brisa tells us, in regards to a person in Avelus, Dargush Loya Kofeo, they don't have to overturn their Dargish. What do they do with it? Ella Zokfo. So there are different opinions what Zokfo means. Some suggest it means just leave it the way it is. You can leave it standing on its legs. Others suggest that you lift it up on two legs. And in other words, you stand it up in a vertical position as opposed to being in a horizontal position. Whatever it is, you don't have to be Kofeyu. You're just Zokfo. Now, if you're telling me, Yamris Arso de Gadahu, if you're telling me that it's a bed that nobody sleeps on, but it's still considered a bed, so then it should have to have Kafia, it would have to be turned over as well. Votanya, hakofa es mita. So the Brisa tells us that when a person is obligated to be kofa es mita, when he's in Avelis to overturn his beds, it's not just the bed he's sleeping on. Lo mitos vavadu kofa, elo kol mitos sheesh lo besoch habayis hu kofa. He has to overturn every single bed that he has in his house, not just the bed he's sleeping on. So that would include the dargish. So therefore, if you're telling me that a dargish is a bed, so then it should have to be overturned. So clearly, it's not a bed, even though you're calling it Arsa the Gada, that can't be the definition of a Dargish. He doesn't have to turn it over, so Ula is wrong. So Gemara says, no, again, Ula is not wrong. Halo Kasha. And we turn to Nun Vav Omid Beis. Midi Dahava Amito Hamiuchedis L'Kalim. The Dargish has the same status as a bed that is Miyuchad for Kalim. As the top Mefarish tells us, that this bed is designated Litein Ola Kalim. Behold, the Ein Yeshenim Ola, since nobody sleeps on it, Ein Tzarech L'Kafosa, you in fact do not have to go and overturn it. So therefore, this Dargosh is not like the other beds in the house, even though it's a bed, because it's not made for sleeping. The Tanya is willing to brisa. Im Haisa Mita Miuchedis L'Kalim, Ein Tzarech L'Kafosa, specifically you have a bed that they would put Kalim on. It would be some sort of a storage area or a display area, and they would put kalim on it, and therefore they would not use it as a bed. So here too, the dargish was not used as a bed. So in fact, all the beds in the house have to be turned over, but it's only all the beds that are being slept upon, even though you're not sleeping upon it yourself. But all the other beds have to be overturned as well. But something that's not used for bed for sleeping, such as miyuchedes lekalim or the dargish, which is arsa de gada, so Ula is correct. That's what Arsa de Gada is defining Dargish, because it's not a bed that you sleep upon, it's a bed that's used for luck, and therefore it doesn't even require to be overturned. So Ula got out of this challenge from this Brisa, but Ula's here going to get schlugged up. Eli Kasha, ho Kasha. But if we do have a Kasha on Ula's definition of Dargish being Arsa de Gada, this is the problem. Because we learned in the following Brisa, the Tanya, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, the opinion of Rabban Shimon Gamliel is as follows. Dargish, if you have a Dargish and you're in Avelus, what do you have to do to it? You have to be Matir Karbitov. You have to go and untie the Karbitov. What are the Karbitov? So the Mefarshim explain over here, as you can see in the Rosh, the Maschil Dargish Matir Karbitov, Lulos. These are loops. Shehu Koshubo. This is the loops that you have the mattress resting upon, so you have to undo those loops. And in this situation, v'hu nofel me'elav, and the mattress will fall down on the ground. It's no longer being held up by these ropes that are in these loops, and therefore it will fall to the ground. So that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to do. Now, the e dargish, if you're telling me a dargish is something that is called arso de gada, who, as Ula tells us, so then karbitin mi isle, then why would it have loops? Only beds that you sleep upon have these loops, but other beds do not. And therefore, this dargish has loops. It can't be arsa de gada. And as the Ran tells us, Dibur Masel Karbitin mi isle, he says, obviously, therefore, this dargish hare kishar mito su asui, it's made like all the other beds in the house, and therefore, it has these lulos, and therefore, it isn't something that we call arso de gada, but it in fact is a regular bed. And therefore, Ula is wrong. So the Gemara says, okay, if Ula is wrong, then what does dargish mean? So Kiyosu Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said the following. This is what the Chacham in Eretz Yisrael said. Shotil ha'omi Rabbanon. I once asked one of the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, who was that Rav? The Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arovishme. His name was Rav Tachlifa. Now, when we have the word Bar Ma'arova, it doesn't mean that his father's name was Ma'arova. It means he came from Eretz Yisrael. He's known as a person of Ma'arova, a person of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was somewhat west of Bavel, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is always referred to in the Gemara as Ma'arova. So I once asked this Rav in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rav Tachlifa, the Eretz Yisrael guy, and to have a shliach b'shuka d'tzaloi. Why did I specifically ask him? Because he was a regular visitor. He was familiar with the leather workers. The tzaloi means the shuka of the tzaloi, the marketplace of the leather workers. So he was a regular frequent customer there, a regular businessman over there, and therefore he knew a lot about leather items. And he said, oh, you know what a dargish is? You are my dargish. What's a dargish? It's arsa de tzala. It is a bed that is made up of leather sheets. Arsa de tzala. As the Rosh says, Mita shel or, it's a bed that is a leather sheet, lefisha or, miskalkel binago baritz, and if this were to go and be put onto the floor, it was overturned, patruhu mikfia, it would get ruined, and therefore they exempted it from having to have kfia. So that's why this dagish did not have to be overturned. The Ran further explains this. The Rabbi Arsa de Tzal, he says this is the mita shel or, it's a leather mattress, so to say, the tolin ritsuos, and you make straps bisvasor at the corners of this leather cushion, and saviv all around it, ukshirotsim lintoso, and when you want to go and put it into its place, onvin haritsuos Biaruchas Amita, you would go and loop in these ritzuos, these straps, into the boards of the bed. Ukshimatirin also, and when you want to undo it, you just undo these loops, and no filmielov, the hain karbitov. And that is the karbitin over here that we're talking about, that you loosen these loops and it will fall down to the ground. And in order that the leather shouldn't get ruined by, if it falls to the floor, it would get wet on their floors. They had dirt floors, and they didn't have the best of ceilings, and there could be water there on the floor, and it would ruin this leather. So that's why the Tanakhama in this price is said, Dein Kofeyu, he don't have to go and overturn the mita, and that's why, that's what the Brisa says, that you just go and untie the karbitin, and who no film elov, and it will fall down itself. I point out, the Hagos Tzivim says that the gears are should to be Rabbi Gamliel, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, that's how we clearly see that it has these loops, and it makes sense to fit this understanding of Arso Ditzala into the definition of Dargish. And I'll show you that this is right, because Itmar, we said, Ezel Mita of Ezu Dargish. We have another member that was said over. What's the difference between a bed, a Mita, and a Dargish? So I'm reviewing you. Reviewing you tells us, Mita, a regular bed, Misargino so al Gaba. You go and tie the ropes over the top of the beams of the bed, the sides of the bed. Whereas a Dargish, Misargino so Migufo. You go and attach the ropes, the straps, to the inner part of the side beams. And you can see a picture of this in the art scroll, if you want, next to footnote number 5 and number 6. Again, the distinction here being, a regular mita, the ropes that hold the mattress, or whatever you're going to put on top of these ropes in place, is over the top of the sides of the bed, whereas where the dargish, it goes into the middle of the boards, the sideboards of the bed. More questions this and says, wait a second, we have a Mishnah in Kalim that says as follows, Mesve, Kli Eitz, a wooden utensil, when does it become Makabel Tumah? Otherwise, normally we have a shtick wood, a piece of wood, Pshute Kli Eitz, as they refer to, a plain piece of wood isn't called a Keli. It only becomes wood, only accepts Tumah, it only is called a Keli when you make it into a full vessel. So Kli Eitz, Me'emasai Makabel Tumah, at what point do we say that a wooden utensil is now called the utensil that can be Makabel Tumah? Because otherwise a piece of wood, a plain piece of wood, is not Makabel Tumah. So at what point is it called a kli that's makabel tumah? So in regards to a bed, you're making the bed into the posts of the bed, the sides of the bed. So a mita viharisa, a cradle, as well as a bed, mita's bed, arisa's a cradle. Misha yeshufem be'or hadog. When you take sandpaper, such as the skin of a fish is rough, and you rub it on the wood until you smooth out the wood. At that point, this plain board, which is a pshute kliets, now has the status of being a utensil, and therefore it's now makabel tumah. Now, if you're telling me the imito, if you're telling me a regular bed is mistoreges al gaba, that the robes go on top of the frame of the bed, on top of the sideboards of the bed, so then why would you need to go and smooth this out? How does that help you? Lomali shipas or hadog. Why would you need sandpaper, the skin of the fish, to go and smooth it out? The bed is on top of this, so why do you care if underneath it it's not perfectly smooth? So therefore, mustn't it be that a regular bed is also not misargin or so al gaba, but it's also on the inside? That's why we're concerned, to make the top smooth. So Gemara says, you're right, Rav Yirmi's answer is incorrect. So then how do you understand the difference between ezo mita vezo dargish? Eloha v'ha migufa, and both of them have the ropes strapped into the middle of the sideboard of the bed, of the frame. Eloha v'ha migufa, both the mita and the dargish are both attached to the inside, to the middle part of the sideboard. And you can see this in the diagrams in the art scroll, in diagram 10 and 11. So what is he telling us over here? He says, mita, a regular bed, aule viafuke bivizione. So in a regular bed, they go in and then out of the side of the bed, in the middle of the bedboard of the frame. As opposed to a dargish, aule viafuke beavkosa. The dargish, you loop the sides together and then you attach the loop of the dargish, of the mattress, of the leather of the mattress of the dargish, through these loops So again, you can see this clearly. It's hard to talk out. You see, a picture's worth a thousand words. You see the difference between diagram 10 and 11 if you have the art scroll. If you don't have the art scroll, so then I'll try to again explain it one more time. So the Dargish has the holes in the sideboard of the bed. They connect one hole to the other with string. And then you connect the sideboard, those loops that you just had, connecting part of the bedboard, you go and connect that to the loops that are attached, the ropes that are attached to the mattress itself. As opposed to in the mita itself, it goes in and out, all the way across, and therefore it's not attached to the leather itself. You put the leather on top of it. So that's the distinction between the mita and the dargish. Mark continues and tells us, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rebbe, Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Sending him a Rebbe, mita, a bed that is a post bed, what we call a canopy bed, Shenakliteha Yotzin. And you have a picture of this in the art scroll next to footnote number 12, but if you don't have it, again, I'll explain it as follows. They used to have canopy beds. They would have a post at the head of the bed, and they would have a post in the middle of the feet of the bed. So it would be on the frame itself, and then they would go and put a canopy over this. So the canopy would be like a triangle. It would be attached to one side of the bed, and it would be attached to the other side of the bed, and it would raise up in the middle where they had a beam connecting the front post to the back post. And in this way, you would make something like a tent that we have camping, where it's in a triangular shape. And this is called the nakliten of the bed. So it's a canopy bed that has a post in the front and a post in the back. So mito shenakliteha yotzin, zokva v'dayo. So when a person nebuchadnezzar avelos, it's enough to just put this zokva, again, doesn't mean to overturn it. It means to stand it up on its side or to leave it as it is, and that's fine. So this is another din in the beds of nebuch, a person in avelos. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Yaakov Idi says the name of Rav Shimon Levi. How do we paskel over here? Halacha ki Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. We go like the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel that we just brought down a moment ago in the Braisa, that for the Dargish, all you have to do is be matir its karbitav, the hu nofil me'elav, and that's all you have to do. You don't have to do kfiyas hamita on the Dargish. Again, as I pointed out, our modern day beds today, this entire din of kfiyas hamita doesn't apply. Next Mishnah. If a person says, I asked myself to get anoa from this city, I won't go into this city. So, when he said, I won't go into the city, he wasn't including the tchum of the city. The tchum of the city is the 2,000 amos that go outside the city. You square off a city, it's an irregular shape, so you make it into a square around the city, and then there's 2,000 amos in every direction, so you're allowed to enter into the tchum of this city because you only know they're from the city itself, and that doesn't include the tchum of the city. However, the asur likonis liibura, but you can't go into the ibura, is like the pregnant extension of the city. Ibura means the ubur inside the mother. So a mother's belly spreads out a little bit more as the baby grows inside of it. So the city is also given, so to say, a little bit of a pregnancy around it, an area around it of 70 and two-thirds amma before you start counting the tchum. So when you have the last house of the city and you've squared off the city, so then you go 70 and two-thirds of an amma. This is darshan out as to where that number comes from the Azorah in the Beis HaMikdash. In any event, the 70 and two-thirds amma of the city is called Ibura, and that is included in the city. That's considered city proper. The tum then starts from 70 and two-thirds amma beyond the city limits, so then that's called the tum. So you have three parts of the city itself. You have the ibura, which is considered halachically like the city in the vernacular usage. When a person says the city, he includes the ibura in that iser, but it doesn't include the tchum. That's not what the person normally means when he thinks about the city. But, avol hanoder min habayis, asur min ha'agaf v'lifnim. If a person asks himself from a house, I won't go into this house, so then he is not permitted to go even into the doorway, the frame of the door, min ho'agaf v'lifnim, where the door closes, so even when the door is open, he can't go into that area where if the door were closed, that would designate where the house is. So even if the door is open, he can't go into the doorway. He has to stay outside of that min ho'agaf v'lifnim, where the door closes, so he can't go there even when the door is open. Gemara starts off and asks, Minolan, how do we know the Ibura de Masa, that the extension of the city, the pregnancy of the city, the 72/3 Amma of the city extension, is Kimasa Domi, is considered in the vernacular usage to be part of the city? So Rav Yochanan says it's from the following Pasuk. Amar Rav Yochanan, we base it upon the following Pasuk. The Omar Kora Pasuk tells us when Yoshua surrounded Jericho, Vahibios Yoshua Biericho, the Gomer, Yoshua was in the city of Jericho, surrounding it. He wasn't inside the city yet, but it says he was Biericho. Now, what does it mean when it says my Biericho? So, Ilema Biericho Mamesh, if you tell me he was actually inside the city of Jericho, so when he meets up with the Malach that night, and the Malach tells him, I'm going to kill you because you didn't learn Torah and you didn't bring the Korbanos, and he's taught that the learning of the Torah was the more important infraction. This is that when the Haftorahs we have on Pesach. So it says, Voksib, the Yericho Sogeris, Umasugeris. How can you tell me he was actually inside Yericho? It says the walls of the city were closed. And they had to circle it once every day, and then seven times on the seventh day, and the walls came tumbling down. So he couldn't have been in Yericho. So when the Pasuk says he was Bi Yericho, it literally couldn't mean that he was in Yericho. Elishmamina, he was Biibura. He was right outside the walls, within the 70 2/3 Amma. And you see that that's called Bi Yericho. This is the asmachta that we have from a pasuk telling us that the Ubra of the city is included in the city. More questions. It says, wait a second. Ema afilu bitchuma. So maybe he meant that he was within the tchum. Why are you telling me that means the Ibura? So Gemara says, no. Ha kisiv bitchuma, as it says in regards to the tchum of a city, umadosem michutz lo'ir. When you go and measure the tchum, it says you shall measure it from michutz lo'ir, outside the city. So clearly the tchum is described as being outside the city. And clearly something beyond the wall is described as Bi Yericho, in the city. Ah, so that's the source for the idea that the Ibura of the city is considered within the city, and the Tchum of the city is considered outside the city. And we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, I know there, min habayis, if a person asks himself from going into a house, so ain't aser ela min agav filifnim. He's only going to be aser from that which is called the house, but that includes the doorway of the house, even when the door isn't in the closed position. If it's open, so you might have thought, well, I can go in up until the inside of the house. No, even the doorway is aser for you when the door is not closed. Now, Gemara says from here, Avo min ho agav filichutz lo. That implies that from where the door would close, even though you're still within the frame of the doorway, that you would be allowed to go into. Again, very little space that we're talking about, but the key defining point is where the door closes, so everything from that point and inside is considered in the house, and everything from that point and outside is considered outside the house. So that seems to imply that part of the doorway, part of the frame, you're allowed to go into. So Gemara says, wait a second. Masiv Rav Mari, Mari says, we learn the following b'risa. V'yotza kormen abayis. When a kohen is going to declare a house to have a negat saras, or to say that it's unclear if its house has a negat saras, so it says the kohen can only make this declaration when he's outside the house. V'yotza kohen min habayis. He has to go outside from the house. Now, I might have said, Yocho Yelech Lebeso V'yaskir. I might have said, he can go back to his own house and make the declaration that this house is a question, does it or does it not have a negat saras, and make it into a status of being musgar. That means it's an unclear status, and we'll come back in a week and see what, if anything, has changed. So you might have thought it says he just has to leave this house, and he can even go back to his own house. So the pastor says, no. Talmud Omar, El Pesach Abayis, has to do this in front of the house. All right, if it says, E El Pesach Abayis, so then I might have said, Yocho Yamo Tachas HaMashkov, V'yaskir, he can stand in the doorway, underneath the lintel, and go and declare it to be Musker in that part of the doorway, which includes even the outer part of the doorway. Talmud Omar says, no, he has to leave Min Habayis. Achietze Min Habayis Kulo, he has to go entirely out of the house. So according to this Braisa, you have clearly that he's outside the doorway. Not that half the doorway is considered inside, half the doorway is considered outside. The entire doorway is considered inside the house, and he has to go beyond that. So, okay, it's not, how do you understand the braisa? Omei bitzara mashkof, yaskir, he has to be outside the doorway, and then declare the house to be a neged. The minute he leaves the house, meaning he goes outside the entire doorway, not half the doorway, but the entire doorway, then he declares the house to be muskar, and we'll come back in a week and see what's changed. So clearly this is a raya against the fact that the middle of the doorway is the inside, and the outer part of the half of the doorway is the outside. This goes against that. We'll continue quoting the braisa before we answer this attempt to slug up Rav Mari. So the Brisa continues, says, and if he went to his house and he did do the declaration that the house is Muskar
all the way from his house, far away, or he was standing in the doorway and he declared it to be muskar, that the bottom line is he shouldn't have done that, but b'di'evid shehesgeiro muskar. The house is considered muskar. It worked. He did declare it. Tamalom, because it says v'hizgir sabayis mikol makom. It says, and used to declare the house muskar, and that can be from anywhere, including far away or even underneath the mashkov, that b'di'evid would be acceptable. No, the bottom line is, clearly you see that the entire doorway is considered the house, l'chatchila. So how can Rav Mari say that the middle of the door, the doorway, the inner part is house, the outer part is not house? So the Gemara says, shiny gabi bayis. In regards to a negat saras, it's a different thing, because the pasuk in the siv, min habayis. It tells us min habayis, and that means, achietze min habayis kulo. That is an exception to the rule, because it uses the terminology min habayis, and therefore, only in that situation do we consider the entire doorway to be part of the house. But under normal circumstances, such as an eder, so only the part to where the door closes. Up to the middle of the doorway, the house is considered inside, and beyond the where the door closes, even though you're still in the doorway, that's considered outside the house, and you can get hanah from that part. With this, we conclude the daf, perfect daf, from the start to the finish. The last couple of days, we had a mishnah beginning and a mishnah ending, so we go to the act full daf. With this, we conclude today's shiur.